Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 5:04. An Indianapolis school district's plan to force parents to pay for bus transportation has angered residents who say the district should use its rainy day fund instead. Franklin Township Community Schools outsourced its busing after a referendum failed and the attorney general ruled it could not charge a bus fee. Now parents have to pay an outside firm more than $400 a year for each child riding the bus. A Colorado company is expanding the recall of chicken nuggets, including Indiana. AP Radio's Bryant Thomas reports.
Colorado-based Pilgrim's Pride says the voluntary recall now includes 7,000 pounds of fully cooked chicken breast nuggets shipped to dozens of Dollar General stores in West Virginia, Tennessee, Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. The recall began last week when fears of more than 5 tons of ready-to-eat chicken was potentially tainted by Listeria bacteria. That primarily affects older adults, pregnant women, newborns, and adults with weakened immune systems. The company says it's not aware of any reported illnesses. I'm Brian Thomas.
Mass Ave is getting a makeover. More than $1 million is being invested in infrastructure improvements for the cultural district. Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard says the project will upgrade roads, sidewalks, and curbs as part of his Rebuild Indy initiative. The installation of new ramps, crosswalks, and lighting is also planned in the growing area. WellPoint says profits fell 3% in the latest earnings period as benefit expenses climbed. However, the health insurer raised its 2011 profit forecast for the second time. Right now, sun and clouds mixed and 91 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.